good to get this work in. The guys have been working very hard. You can see both sides getting better as we go. Their timing's getting better, and understanding of the offense, defense, and special teams is getting better. Time's yours.
What about Derek Johnson?
Derek came out and did the warm-ups today, and then we pulled him off from there, and we'll just keep giving him a little bit more every day. But he's obviously feeling better.
When did he start experiencing the discomfort in the knee?
Whenever Ted told you. I mean, whenever. When did you announce it?
On
Tuesday.
Halfway through, more or less. How do you feel about how this is going so far?
Yeah, I like the effort. I like the mistakes. In particular, with the ones and twos, the mistakes are kind of smoothing out there. There's way more functional than it's been the last 2 years at this time. And then I think the threes, because the ones and twos are doing well, those young guys are coming in, and it helps them out.
And with Derek, is the knee inflammation on the same side?
Same side
of the Achilles?
Yeah.
What is Travis Kelce doing this offseason to address his ball security?
Keeping it high and tight.
Is that something that you made clear to him?
Yeah, he's aware. He knows, yeah.
In general, how does he look to you?
He's doing a nice job. I think he's... He's got a good grasp of things. And when we go double tights, we play him in a few different positions. When we go three tight ends, we play him moving around in different spots. So he's handling all that very well. No. Things happen. You know, it's one of those kind of sports, you know. And it's non-contact, so whatever happened to him was probably freaky. I mean, because you're really not non-contact camp. So
normally, when running backs start approaching the age of 29, you start seeing a different performance. What kind of things do you guys have planned to try and help Jamal extend his prime?
Yeah, well, right now he looks good. He's in great shape, and then you know you try to spot him the best you can during the season. He obviously doesn't want to be spotted, but. You try to spot him the best you can during the season.
What prompted the move for DeAnthony to receiver? Was that something you guys all discussed before?
Yeah, this is what ended up happening. Really, last year, he ended up being more receiver than running back. He's still taking the ball handling and still doing stuff in the running back position. But the majority of his snaps were from that receiver position. So we said, you know what, let's just put him there. We know he can get back there. He does ball handling, so he works on the runs. But we put the major emphasis on him getting to know those routes better as a receiver.
What can he do to beat press coverage? He's a little guy. You know, he doesn't have
any... Yeah, great quickness.
Quickness
and speed. That's what he's got. So, and he's really strong. For being small, he's strong. You don't want to miss with him. He's one of those guys you put in that category if you're a defensive corner or safety. If he's playing on the inside, you do not want to miss if you're in press coverage on him, because you're probably not going to catch him.
How sophisticated is his route running? Just in general, how sophisticated is
his? How is his?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's getting better at that. I mean, he's worked like crazy at it. So he and Jason Avant sit next to each other. They talk all the time. And Jason's one of the great route runners in this business. So, Jason's been a big help to him, I think. And then he's been working his tail off like a wild man. So. Getting better at. Yeah, they challenge each other. They get along. They take care of each other. You know, in these kind of camps, you can have collisions, and they'll pull off. They're not going to go out and try to spike a guy out here. That's not what they do. But yet they challenge each other, and so that's a tough blend. But it's because they. You know, they work hard together, and they like being around each other.
A couple more guys. What you see in the game so far out here?
Yeah.
Surprise you at all?
Well, it really didn't. You saw him continue to get better every week last year during the season. He's gotten bigger and stronger. He's lived in there with Barry, and so it's paying off for him. He's making plays.
Like a lot of rookies, he looked like he was really lost this time last year. You remember he kind of had a rough time.
Yeah, no, he did.
In the preseason.
Yeah.
Was it
did he come farther in a shorter period of time than maybe a lot of guys you see at that position?
Well, listen, he's smart and he's fast and got good hips. So he hit a low during training camp where, I mean, nothing was going right for him for about 2 days there. And then, you know, he kind of picked himself off the mat, and whether he rearranged his thought, whatever it was that took place, he just kept getting better from there, from that point. And, you know, and he had some good downs for us last year. And now coming out here, he's jumped right in. And, I mean, he looks terrific.
How do you feel about where you are at corner, keeping in mind two of your guys aren't even here yet?
Yeah, I feel comfortable with that. Do we need to continue to get better? Yeah, we need to keep getting better and keep working. But you're right, we don't have the other kids in. So yeah, that both of those two in the mix, and now you got even a deeper pool there. But the kids that are here can play and give you good snaps.
When you, Andy, this is the first time in 4 years that this organization has had the same coaching staff together for 3 consecutive years. How big is that for you?
Yeah, I think that's important. Continuity is a big thing. Doris has done a good job of keeping players around here too, so that helps. That. But we all kind of know, as a coaching staff, we kind of know where we're going, what direction we're going in. And I think that's important. I think that's a good thing.
Last story, guys.
When you have a quarterback that's done it as long as Alex and he's got his way, right, and you trust him, what's the best way to kind of train him and, you know, teach him to build on the stuff that he's done as far as, you know, knowing where to look, knowing when to take those shots downfield?
Yeah, so Alex is a perfectionist. That's what he is. I mean, in all phases of his game, he's an ultimate pro. You love the opportunity to coach him. I mean, he's a pleasure to coach. He can make every throw. We are running a lot of routes, so reps become important, and timing with the players. So that's what we're doing now. We're in our second phase of the same plays. But you know, you got to work that timing part of it. So I think he and the receivers are much more on the same page now than when we started. You know, in particular, Mac. So and you see some of the things they're doing out here. It's, you know, they're doing a good job.
So Mac was a new face, but what does he mean early on to some of these younger guys?
Yeah, well, you got two seasoned veterans there with Mac and with Jay. So. Both of those two work hard. They're good route runners. They understand how to practice. There's no wasted down. They're professional. So, I mean, that's important. Not that the guys that, you know, weren't that were here before, but that's important. And that speaks volumes to your young guys. You know, they're going to kind of emulate what the good players do. So,
Andy, looking ahead to minicamp. What do the rules allow you to do there that you can't do here? Obviously, I know it's mandatory, but
you get an extra walkthrough, is what you do. But other than that,
and you can go for a little bit longer.
You can go a little bit longer, yeah, okay. You get, I believe, it's 10 hours is what you get.
But
so
other than that, the line's kind of blurred between
everything's the same. Yeah, everything's
kind of. You don't really treat it anything different. I mean, your practice plans are going to look
very similar. Very similar, with the exception of the walkthrough, and you get that period. It'd be much like the rookie minicamp.
Hey, you said a couple months ago that you still feel comfortable or good about Justin being here long term. I'm just checking in on that.
Sure.
Do you still feel the same way?
Yeah, I still feel the same way. Yeah, I still feel the same way.
Brad, Andy, real quick, if you could just sum up week two of the OTA, what'd you get out of it? You happy with it?
Yeah, I have been. The guys have worked very hard. They're challenging each other. Both sides of the ball are making plays. They're getting good work on special teams, getting good work in the weight room. So I think all those are positive things.
All right. Thanks.